Studio 360.
I missed you, Peter, and I love you.
I have never cried in a movie theater like I cried 25 years ago watching that final scene in Homeward Bound with my toddler daughters. So I like me, my sweet sentimental dog movies. But you won't find any schmaltz in the riveting Hungarian film White God, which is an altogether different cinematic breed. The sheer number of dogs in the film is just staggering, 250 of them. And a lot of the time, the director keeps his camera low at canine level. The film is about a girl forced by her father to give up her beloved pet, Hagen. Abandoned and on the loose, he becomes a ferocious fighter and ends up leading a band of feral dogs who rise up against the humans who mistreat them. One reason I'm more of a cat person is the training part. I don't have the patience or time to teach an animal to sit or anything else. So how on earth do you get 250 dogs to do anything at once and one to give a performance central to a movie? We sent KCRW's Matt Holtzman to spend some time with the star of White God and his trainer to find out.
It's a long road from total obscurity to a packed screening at the Sundance Film Festival.
This is Bodhi.
Bodhi and his twin brother Luke were discovered by animal trainer Teresa Miller.
Their collars on? Okay.
I met Teresa and another trainer named April Morley in a beautiful park in the outskirts of L.A.
He says they know you.
You don't have to love dogs to love these dogs. They're knee-high, they're black and tan, and they have curly tails and crinkly faces.
Yeah, they're really unique in their appearance, you know, and side by side you can really see the difference, you know, but it's less obvious on film having, you know, just seeing one at a time.
They have incredibly expressive faces.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What are they really?
They're actually Shar Pei lab mixes.
I must say, they're a lot smaller than I thought they'd be after seeing them in the movie.
But what's funny is that's what they say about actors.
It puts 10 pounds on you whether you like it or not.
Teresa was given a tough challenge by writer and director Cornel Mundruszko. Like any director, he had very specific ideas about his lead actor.
He wanted the naivety of the dog, a new character who hadn't acted on screen, and really to treat it more like a documentary.
Mundruszko wanted a dog that would look lost and alone wandering the streets of Budapest. And an experienced animal just wasn't going to pull that off. The problem was Teresa only had a couple of months to find two of these one-in-a-million dogs because animals, like people, have different kinds of personalities suitable for different kinds of scenes. You also need multiple animals because they can get tired and distracted during shoots and you can swap one for the other. So with time running out, Teresa frantically searched the web. And finally, she thought she found a pair of dogs that just might work. She got in her car and headed to Arizona and prayed.
I'm just like, God, please make this work, you know?
She found the 10-month-old puppies in a small mobile home living with a family and three other dogs. She watched them play with the other dogs and especially with the kids.
To see them interact with the children, that was a huge selling point because they needed to work with this little girl. And I called the director immediately, showed him a videotape, and he says, do you think they can do it?
She said, absolutely. But then she got home from Arizona.
And I put the leash on him, and it was like a rodeo. I mean, bucking, bronking, screaming, never been on a leash before. Just so he wouldn't hurt himself on the driveway, I move over to the grass so he can relax on the leash and get to know it. They'd never seen grass before. They jumped up, didn't know what the hell the grass was. And that was a scary time for us because I didn't know what we'd gotten into because my director thinks we're going to do a movie with these dogs.
Teresa had just 16 weeks before these two dogs were supposed to fly to Budapest and star in a major motion picture. And so they went to work.
Bodhi. He's standing right now on his mark, which today happens to be like an 8-inch square piece of wood. And the reason we use that is because sometimes he has to be in frame. Hey, watch. He's good. Sometimes he has to be in frame and... I can't have a trainer starting him or releasing him because it's in the frame of camera, and so we'll use his mark.
In Teresa's hand is a very realistic-looking rubber chocolate chip macadamia nut cookie. We've
got our actress sitting at the picnic table in the park. A little strange that the dog would bring her a cookie in his mouth, but just an example for you. I wouldn't take the cookie, but for this particular scene, it's okay. So he's got the cookie. Take it. Hold it. Go with her. Go with her. Stay. Hold it. You can take it, April. Good. Speak at her. Speak. Good.
Don't forget that not only do these dogs have to be trained for their roles, they had to be trained to work with 250 other dogs. Over in Budapest, the man in charge of those dogs was Hungarian trainer Arpad Halish. While Teresa was working with Luke and Bodhi, he and his army of trainers were rounding up a huge group of strays from local shelters and trying to turn them into movie extras.
I never imagined we could put 250 dogs together to run through the streets of Budapest, and it was Arpad who said that he could do it.
Did you tell him that you didn't believe it could be done?
Absolutely. I didn't hide it from anybody.
For his part, Arpad wasn't so sure that Teresa could train her dogs to do what director Cornel Mundruszko was expecting. Hagen starts off as a little girl's pet, then wanders the streets in fear, and then he turns vicious. And in the end, he's the leader of a pack of wild dogs. If you've seen the movie, it's really hard to imagine these sweet dogs playing tough.
Well, hi, Bouncy. You're such a silly. Hey, what are you talking about? It's interesting because as silly as Luke is, and he really is the nut, you can just tell in his mannerisms, he is the best one at looking aggressive. He is the one that shows all his teeth and raises his lip, and his brother gives more of a low-key growl and serious look without showing his teeth.
Finally, after months of figuring out which dog would play what scene and training them to do it, Teresa, Bodhi, and Luke were ready to fly to Budapest and mix it up with 250 strays in White God.
We had so much to do with the Hungarian team of trainers, and we'd never met, and we had a language barrier. And I knew how much we had to accomplish together. And of course, it's going through my mind, how accepting are they going to be? Because here's these American trainers coming over to do their job. And that's where the concern came in. And they were amazing.
After a couple of weeks of working with the pack, they began to shoot, and everything went great. Even the scenes where sweet little Hagen turns mean.
You might think it's just a badass dog, a junkyard dog, or a dog that's mean, and these guys aren't at all.
They're acting.
Yes, they're acting, absolutely.
But can dogs really act? Well, at times when Hagen looks at Lily in the movie, you'd really think so. And there's definitely a difference between that kind of interaction and the tricks Hungarian trainer Arpad Halish taught some of his dogs.
I mean, he taught some beautiful things. I mean, when you see his dogs in the tunnel and you see them getting shot and that dog rolls and stops, he taught his dog to do that. I've never seen that taught before.
As for Bodhi and Luke, no doubt they turn their wet noses up at such simple theatrics. And because of their acting range, Teresa Miller is expecting big things from them.
It's been 2 years now, and they've gotten one other job, and it was for a rapper named Waka Flocka. And, of course, my dogs played abandoned dogs in a mobile home park, and which is ironic.
Clearly, after directors see them in White God, they're going to be able to pick and choose their next roles.
White God came out in 2015, and Matt Holtzman is the host of The Document, his great, quirky podcast about documentary films.